KDHX, you're listening.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KA9S, XH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KAC8YPF, monitoring.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. And this is KC8YVF for the Sunday night pre-check-in for the Sunday night Net. Those stations wish to join for the pre-net, call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, here at Dos Lima. Rob, Basie, no traffic, Ron.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay County, no traffic.
Okay, I've got Rob, KC8STL, and Dave, KE8PCQ. Any other pre-net check-ins for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net?
Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor, Oscar, Alpha, Rick, Saginaw.
Okay, Okay, Rick, got you on the list. Any other pre-net check-ins for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net? Okay, guys, stand by. We'll get started in about 5 minutes here. I'll make a couple more calls before then, but stand by. KC8YVF.
KD8PAZ, mini bird, no traffic.
All right, Manny, we got you on the list here, too. Any other pre-net check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net? Call now.
N-A-K-P-R, Bob and Frank Moose. Good evening.
Okay, I got Minnie and Bob on there as well. Any other pre-net check-ins for the Sunday Night Net? Okay, everyone, stand by. We've got a couple of minutes before the net will start. KC8YVF. Good evening, everyone. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'm located in Saginaw County, and I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5. for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the TreeNet, I have the following stations, KC8SDL, KE8PCQ, KC8VOA, KD8PAZ, N8KPR. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I will take check-ins that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. Please call now. All right, I'll continue to Echolink stations. Do I have any Echolink stations for the net? Call now. All right, we'll continue with regular check-ins. Do I have any additional regular check-ins for the net? Call net control now.
November 8, Echo, Romeo Lima, Dave in Saginaw County.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, Dave, we've got you. Any other regular check-ins for the net?
Breaking new Lothrop, no traffic.
All right, sorry, new Lothrop station, I doubled with you. Try it again, please.
Sorry about that. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray. Breaking new Lothrop and no traffic tonight.
Thank you very much. All right, any other check-ins? All right, good evening, everyone, to this first net of December 2024. I just flipped the calendar over here to see the date. I just realized it was December 1st today, so where did November go? It was here and gone in an instant. Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving and a good weekend. Mother Nature turned into winter fairly quickly here with a few snow showers around the Tri-City areas. Up north, at one point I was following the feed from the Gaylord National Weather Service up there, and in one day they broke the all-time record. I'd have to go back and look at it. It was over like 28 inches in one day. So a lot of places up there got multiple inches of snow. So good, they can keep it up there. They got those snow belts off from Lake Michigan and came across in Grand Traverse area and that. So good for them. they can keep it up there, I guess. So first up on the list here, we have KC8SDL. Rob, stand by, KE8PCQ. Good evening, Rob.
Evening yourself, Mr. Rob, KC8YZF in the group. Kilo Charlie, if you're done really well. Wave a hand to all my good friends on the Savara, and especially Miss Winnie. Good evening, Miss Winnie. Hope you are well. Well, Ron, in Sacramento, I have a mess, well, not a bad mess, about a gentleman from over in the farm. Dave knows who he is, Jason, K-E-B-G-C, expressed interest to me last fall about buying an old hot water 100 E-Kit. Not my 101, but that old 100, which is only built for 2 years from 60 to 70. And he had asked me forever, because I like that radio. I said, all right, so we agreed on the price, and he's coming over tomorrow afternoon to pick it up. So I blew the dust off it, and I got a TV tray in here set up. Boy, I got wires all over. I had it on the air today. I worked to make cars, worked at the other station, and they said, hey, not bad for a 50-year-old, or almost a 55-year-old radio, so it's really good today. So, yeah, he's going to pick it up tomorrow afternoon. So, other than that, doing good. The wife was going to go out of town here to visit her kids. They live in Wayne. Her son Wayne lives in Wayne. And she was going to go down to her daughter and son-in-law in Columbus, Indiana. Well, I got derailed. Hi. The weather was too bad. She decided not to go. So me, her, and the dog had Thanksgiving together. We really didn't plan on anything to eat because she was going to be gone. Break a sec. We don't want to time it out, you my long voice. So we went to the Turkey Roost and Ron, and they had pre-made dinners for us, and they had a line in the drive-thru. We got in line, got two dinners, and got a couple of sodas on the way home, and had a nice Thanksgiving Day dinner here at the house. Went really good. So, but yeah, I talked to a buddy of mine on mid-cars down in Asheville, Ohio. They got like 30-some inches of snow. That's crazy. Oh, how much snow you got? I said, nothing. We had a dusting the other day, but yeah, crazy. So, okay, very good. I hand it back to you. Yeah, I got, you know me, Ron, a fellow railroader. I got lots to tell you on the second go-around, so you'll put up with me. Okay, Ron, very good. Doing a great job. I hand it back to you. Really? KCYV up in the group. Kilo Charlie, here in Dos Lima. Take it away, Ron.
All right, Rob, good on the Hot Water 100. And all the things you've got going on, you're a busy guy all of the time. So I'm just looking here, trying to backtrack on the National Weather Service up there. 11.3, Cadillac 6.5. I don't know where this at, but there used to be a car in a driveway, but all I see is a mound. driveway at the south end of Ostego Lake at 5 a.m. this morning, which was yesterday. I can't even see the car. So, yeah, there's a lot of snow up there. Oh, here it is. To the day, 24.8 inches in Gaylord. So, they got a bunch. So, good for them. All right, next up on the list, we have Dave, KE8PCQ, standby, KC8VOA. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, KC8VOA in the group. My bride just checked the Traverse forecast, and they're actually in Traverse County and Kalkaska County going anywhere from 8 to 18 inches overnight. They're going to get additional. So with that wind, it's really blasting good. We felt the full force of winter because Jane and Davey went out and bought a new dog. So with a puppy, you know, you got to be outside every minute, and it's been pretty cold. And we had a good Thanksgiving, and actually the meal tonight was better than Thanksgiving. Do my favorite, the turkey pot pie after the end of the turkey. So that's really good. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
All right, Dave, yeah, just looking some more. 2 days in a row, Sault Ste. Marie has set the record for snowfall tally. I don't know the other one. 7.6, their record for back from 1915 was 4.5 inches, which doesn't seem like very much for up there, and now broke it with 7.6, so this is the second day they broke their total. But, and that's what we did with the turkey. So, again, we had a good Thanksgiving. We had 8 of us over for dinner on Thursday, like it was. It takes you 2 to 3 days to prepare it, you know, or to get things ready. It takes you half a day to cook everything. It takes you 20 minutes to eat it. It takes you 4 hours to clean it up. So, yeah, okay, I don't even really get to enjoy any of the food that day with my wife and I all trying to get everything done. And but that's what we did yesterday. I made turkey pot pie, so great big 9-by-12-inch pan of it. I've got enough that I can have leftovers for lunch tomorrow for work. Again, tonight was another turkey dinner. This one I could actually sit back and enjoy all of it because it actually tasted good. I'd been smelling it all day on Thursday, so by the time I got to dinner, I really wasn't that hungry. So that's the way it usually goes. So. All right, next up on the list, KC8 VOA, and then we'll do a station break. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, and everyone on the net. Yeah, Thursday, wife and I weren't feeling that hot, and so we were supposed to have about 10 people over, and we ended up calling that off on Wednesday. And I had grabbed the turkey breast, brined it on Wednesday, and cooked it in air fryer, and it turned out pretty good. And then I still had a whole turkey to cook yet, and so I ended up cooking that up yesterday in the oven. So things don't always work out the way you plan, but they still work out for the best, and it wasn't too bad. So happy Sunday, everybody. I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KCVOA.
All right, Rick. Yeah, we had, of course, my daughter and son-in-law and the two grandkids over. Had a friend of my wife's and my wife's sister that she really hasn't spoken to in the last 2 years since my mother-in-law passed away. We invited her, and she was going to go some other place. Well, the other place plans changed, so we were kind of second fiddle, and she decided to come. So wife and her got to talk a little bit for a few hours, and hopefully we'll mend some fences here. They did not part on real good ways after the funeral. So it was something we kind of expected with my sister-in-law. She was very attached to my mother-in-law, and we knew that she was going to have some issues, so... And she did. So it looks like she is kind of mending a little bit. So hopefully the fences will get mended, and her side of the family, the three girls, well, two of them, my wife and her younger sister, have no issues. But middle sister has always been a little curious. So we'll leave it at that. All right, this is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. All right, we'll continue down the list, as Rob would say, with Miss Minnie, KD8PAZ, followed by N8KPR. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. It's good to hear everyone in here. Had a good Thanksgiving. I had all the kids here. There were 6 of us for dinner, but the other 2 came in later and that, and strung lights up on in front of the house, and then today my youngest grandson and I went out and put more lights up around the stumps and a couple of the lilac bushes, so got all my Christmas lights up outside. This is KD8DAZ back to KC8YVF.
Well, good, Minnie. I'm glad you had a good time on Thursday and everyone enjoyed themselves and you got your lights up. I got the bulk of mine up last week when it was a little warmer. I was able to get up around the peak and that. I did have a few more to put up, so I got the rest of them put up during the week and got things done before this bitter cold spell here hit here. So that's a good thing. I've got to talk to my brother, see how he did. He's retired, but somehow didn't get to the putting up the lights the last couple of weeks before when it was warmer and waited again to this weekend. So I got to see how we fared on that one. But, yeah, I've got them up around the peak of the house. I've got them around the garage door, around our front porch, around the front window, and all the bushes around the front and side of the house. I no longer do the back part of the house. We live on a side lot, so it can be seen, but there is a partial fence up there that blocks a lot of it. So last few years, I haven't put anything up back there. It's just not worth the time and the effort, I guess. So, all right, next up on the list, NAKPR, standby, NADRL. What's happening to Frankenmuth, Bob?
Good evening, everyone. What's happening to Frankenmuth? Stay out of town, man. Do not come here. You can't move. You can't drive. If you want to go to town, get it done before the weekend. That's all I can tell you. It's a madhouse here. But for Thanksgiving, I went down to my daughter's in St. Louis, Missouri. Left here on last Tuesday, and drove 10 hours to get down there. And then my other daughter and her family that lives in just west of Cleveland, they drove down there also, and on Tuesday. And so then we spent. We got home yesterday. My daughter that lives in Cleveland, they had to leave Friday. But we had Thanksgiving dinner there, and I think that was the only meal we ate there. No, we had a couple breakfasts there. But the rest of the time we went checking out different restaurants in St. Louis. My daughter lives down there. She's always going out with friends or something and checking out these new places. And when we get down there, she turns them on to us. So we ate well and ate too well, actually. But every time we go down there, I seem to gain 5 to 10 pounds, which is not good. I can gain it in a couple of days, but it takes me a month to lose it. But I suppose that's just old age. But other than that, yeah, we had a good time down there. And then, like I said, 10 hours coming back yesterday. And ran into a little bit of snow here and there. Nothing major. You know, the roads were maybe a little damp, but that was about it. Most of the drive, it's probably just probably the last hour and a half, maybe 2 hours of the drive. There's a little bit of snow here and there, but like I said, the roads are just wet. But yeah, we had a good time. And I get home and I find out all the leaves are finally off my tree. So when it gets decent outside again, I'll take care of that mess and then I'll be done for the year. Back to net. This is NAKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, it sounds like you spent quite a bit of the time on the road there. Something that I just don't enjoy a lot anymore. If I'm going for vacation and warm weather and that, I guess for family and that too. But yeah, that's a long drive, that's for sure. And strange thing, last week there we had a friend of ours. We do the Holiday in the Heart of the City here in Saginaw. And Jim Wade, that helps us out every year, lives down in Marion, Illinois. So he's south and east of St. Louis. So he's got a long drive to come up. I looked at it, just plotted out from his house to Saginaw. And yeah, it's about 8.5 hours, 9 hour drive if you drive straight through. So it's a long drive, that's for sure. And yeah, all the leaves are finally off my neighbor's tree. That's what I did yesterday. Went out and used the leaf blower to blow some of them, get them out from behind my shed. They always collect back there from her tree. So I got as much as I could out from back there and then got them raked into a pile and got them cleaned up. A lot of them disappeared with the wind through the week, so that was a good thing. I only ended up with one bag. So last leaf pickup is this week, so tomorrow will be the last one, I think, at least for here in Saginaw, at least in my area. So it's out at the curb, and that's the end of the pickup for this year. Thank goodness. All right, next up on the list, NADRL, Dave, stand by KF8BLX. Good evening, Dave.
Well, we had a nice family Thanksgiving, a little smaller than normal. We just had our immediate family here. Everybody was kind of traveling in the extended family in Mexico and other places, so it was just us, but it worked out just fine. We all made it. On Friday, not having so many people here, we had quite a few leftovers, so I spent quite a bit of time on Friday vacuum packaging leftovers, and so that worked out pretty good. And I can't remember if I mentioned this last week or not, but ARRL's Logbook of the World is finally getting caught up on the DXCC stuff. I've been waiting for an DXCC endorsement for like 3 or 4 months, and that finally came through. And that meant that I could apply for another DXCC certificate. So I did that, and we'll see how long that takes. Interesting about football, the Buffalo Bills have hired the fans to come in and shovel out the stadium. You guys have probably heard about that, but I think they're paying about $20 an hour to do that. So that game's going to start, I think, 8 o'clock or something. So interesting to watch that, because I guess they just got slammed. And we're lucky that we're not getting the snow that they're getting up north. U of M did beat Ohio State. That was an amazing game. I got a chance to watch that yesterday. They kind of had a rumble after the game. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but one of the Michigan players tried to put the Michigan flag right at the center of the Ohio State Stadium, kind of planted over the Ohio State emblem that they have there. Boy, emptied both benches. It took quite a while to get that quieted down. That's it for this round. KCAYVF, N80.
All right, Dave, yeah, good on the Logbook of the World and all of that getting done. I haven't done anything. So now that the outside stuff is done, I can try and turn my attention to inside stuff. I will try and get back to my logbook, converting my paper logs back over to my electronic log, and then getting some of that updated. I got 15, 20 pages to do, and so at some point, I did make a couple of contacts today. I was sitting down here doing some other things, and there was a couple of stations, one special event station and another POTA station that was on the air, so I did get through to both of those. So first contacts in probably a couple of months that I've made on HF. And, Lions game, boy, they squeaked by on that one on Thursday. That was just poor clock management by Chicago at the end there. They're lucky that the Lions pulled it off. They didn't look their best, that's for sure. And Buffalo, yeah, they've done that before. A friend of mine used to live in to the east of Buffalo, just about 20 miles to the east. And like I said, first year he got out there, they got their first big snowstorm with the lake effect. That was, they ended up with 8 feet of snow. It was up to the roof line of the house. Well, I got a call from him last week. I haven't talked to him in about a month or so. And he called up and he says, well, I no longer live in Buffalo. I now live in Illinois. And I said, okay. And he says, and oh, by the way, I got married 3 weeks ago. So Bob's about 78. The woman he married is 80. And it was a woman he used to date in high school. So over the summer, she had tracked him down Facebook or whatever, invited him to come down for a weekend, which he rode his motorcycle from New York down to Illinois. And they had a good time, and a good enough time, I guess, that they got married 3 weeks ago. So just before the net, he called me back again, so I had to text him and say I'd call him back here in about an hour. But, yeah, he's out of the snow belt, he said, so that's something that he doesn't miss. So, and then Michigan game, let me break. I did not watch Michigan game, but I had it on, but really didn't catch much of it early. And I about fourth quarter, I got to it, and it was like 10-10. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, because I would have figured Ohio State would have been 42-7 or something. So I was really quite surprised at the score. Definitely surprised at the end that unranked Michigan knocked off at the time number 2 Ohio State. So we'll see how the rankings work out. But yeah, planting your stake at another stadium like that—that's really not cool. Yeah, it's nice that they win and have some class act, but you get those things happen and shouldn't. And of course, what do you expect the other team to do? Doing that in the opponent's home stadium, just take your win, go to the locker room, celebrate, yourself and that. But I imagine there's going to be some good penalties for both universities for what happened after the game. There was a lot of extracurricular entertainment, that's for sure. All right, next up on the list, we have KF8BLX, Rick, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Rick.
All right, thanks, Ron. Thanks for running the net tonight. Not too much going on here in New Lothrop, just trying to stay out of the cold. And had a good Thanksgiving. It was pretty much a normal Thanksgiving with lots of food and football. And, of course, as everybody knows, the football was much better this year than it has been for the past 5 years. So we're thankful for that one. Other than that, just, like I said, staying indoors now. It's that time of year, so I'm going to start playing with the radio a little more now, and I'm also going to go back to studying for my general and see if I can get that taken care of in the next month or so here. I'm start taking those practice tests and taking them. It seems to work the best for me. But, we'll call that a first round and send it back to you, Ron. KF8BLX.
All right, Rick. Good luck on taking those quizzes for the general, and I will know that you'll get it. No problem. So we'll get you on the air here on HF2. Although, like I said, I don't get on a whole lot anymore. Just too many things in the frying pan to work on. Tonight I did get a chance to start to clean up my shop a little bit. My electronics bench got a whole bunch of electronics projects and things on it, and I couldn't see it anymore. So I'm in the process of trying to find homes for some of these things that I have there and try and clean things up a little bit. Other thing I've been working on is 3D printing projects. I did first maintenance on the printer. I got 450 hours on it right now in the first 4 months that I've had it. I just finished up a Christmas present for my grandson. It's a mechanical Ferris wheel. So it's a Christmas Ferris wheel. It's got a little hand crank on it that turns around on the gondolas, and that all move. Everything moves on it. So I got that done. That was a fairly easy print. That was only about 8 hours. I just started tonight now for my granddaughter's, which is a mechanical carousel. And this one, roughly on it, is 30 hours of print. And then they said plan to spend an hour or two to put it together. So it's quite an involved print and installation of it, I guess, to get it put together. So we'll see what happens. The first thing I'm printing here is 3 hours, and it's only got 8 pieces on it. So we'll see how this turns out. But yeah, they'll like both of them once they get it done. And then, of course, the wife says, well, I need this made and I need that made. And that's the way it goes. and I got to get with Jack up in Midland. I got a part to see if he can design a replacement part for our EasyUp that we use for our club trailer. Plastic piece broke on it, and we need a replacement, so I took all the measurements tonight. I'll send him pictures, but if not, I'll take him the part that may work better to work from. See if he can do that. He's better at CAD drafting than me, which is not much. This is KC8YBF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins called out?
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
All right, we'll go back up the top of the list for the 73 round. KC8SDL, Rob, you're up next, stand by KE8PCQ. Good evening again, Rob.
Nice to see you there, Mr. Ron, KC8YVF in the group. Kill Charlie H.C. Dudley. Yes, sir, yes. Yeah, I was going to say, fellow railroader. Hi, hi. Yeah, I talked to one of my buddies that worked for the ATSR, and he goes, yeah, Mid-Michigan is really nice. I helped helping out Lake State because I had that, as we talked, you know, Ron, they had all them crossings blocked, and there wasn't anything they could get around it. So, yeah, Mid-Michigan, with the Lake State pilot, brought their engine down from Elmo. They hooked on the back of the train. They had to cut it in two and do it in two moves, and they got all the crossings cleared and all that good stuff. Well, matter of fact, this is for Rick. I think R.J. Corman did the chores and re-railing and stuff. And I just heard the track is repaired. They're running trains again. They're back in service. Yeah, but like I said, though, what I didn't go down there personally, but what pictures I've seen, like I said, the fish will eat pretty good this winter on the corn. But, yeah, like I said, you know, it's a shame it happened. But like I said, this isn't the first time, as we spoke about it, they had to put engines and cars on the ground right there, so, but, yeah, other than that, you had a good weekend, like I said. I've been down here in the man cave working on getting that reel all hooked up, and I just had it on about 20 minutes ago, and it really worked good. I worked a guy in Ohio, and also worked, like I said, this morning, I worked the mid-cars that on 7258 lower sideband, and they said, hey, it sounds good, but, yeah, I hate to part with it, but it's going to go to another home. He just got his license, upgraded his license there recently. His name is Jason. He listens to some. Dave knows him. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him. But right after that, I got a foot doctor appointment. After that, and after that, on Tuesday and Wednesday, I got to see the vascular surgeon on Tuesday. And I have a new doctor. I'm seeing a guy named Sean. He's a nurse practitioner at the Uptown Clinic. They're just, oh, it's only like 3 miles away from where I live, so I could even walk it if I could, but anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, I'm going to be playing radio and playing doctor in 2 days straight. So okay, Ron, send me, said you take care. I'm glad that you had a good weekend, and that 3D printer just installs me about that. That's really cool, you know, so, but all right, Ron, send me, see, we'll catch you hopefully tomorrow night on the Savara Net. I'll hand it back to you, sir. Doing a great job, KC8YVF, KC-SDL. 7-3's Ron.
All right, Rob. Yeah, I actually drove past that intersection there the other night, a couple of nights ago, and the new grain elevators there that they painted up all nice and that. Can't even tell anything happened, of course. But yeah, that's M46 right through there, and boy, that can cause a big backup as it comes in Saginaw there. So yeah, you don't want those intersections blocked too long, and yeah, to get all that cleaned out of there and get the cars out of there and all that. But glad they got her done. Of course, knew they would. All right, next up on the list, KE8PCQ, standby KC8VOA. Good evening again, Dave.
Good evening, KC8YVF and the group. Well, tomorrow morning, the Lafayette Street Bridge is being demolished. And we are at the Memorial Street Bridge on our road that we live on, and it is the only free bridge left in Bay City. The others are toll. So I will have a great time trying to get out of my yard for the next 30 months. With that said, I hope everybody has a great week. Stay safe and stay warm, and we'll talk to you next week. KE8PCQ, back to KC8YVF in the group. 7-3, guys. Yeah, Dave, I heard that, and I'm thinking, I don't know the names of the bridges and all that. I had to look it up, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, that's basically Salzburg. Typically the only bridge that I use when I do come to Bay City is that bridge down by Duncan's and that. And so, good luck. I won't be to Bay City again for the next 30 months, so... That will keep me away, because the only bridge then is the 25 bridge, the next one north, and I'm certainly not taking the toll bridge. That will never happen. So that's just, I don't know. Hopefully it works out for them, and I know Bay City had a mess on their hands with those bridges, but yeah. We'll leave it at that, I guess. So we'll see you in a couple of years, Dave, if I'm up that way. KC8VOA, you're up next. KD8PAZ on deck. Good evening again, Rick.
Well, good evening again, Ron, and everybody in the net. Dave, there is a little bit of hope. I believe the Lockhead Street Bridge, last I knew, the state was doing inspection and maintenance, some of the maintenance on that as well. And, well, good chance they're in charge of bridge construction. And if they say 30 months, they do pay an incentive if they complete early, as there is a penalty if they don't get it completed on time. So hopefully it happens before the 30 months is up. Myself, I had just been working in, I don't know if anybody's heard of Home Assistant. I've been working on that, getting a few things programmed up on that and so forth. I've been playing with it now for about a year, a little over a year now, but I've been a little more active in it. I've got an Angel to build. It's 43 inches. It takes 180 LEDs. I need to get that completed. Some of the parts came in today. It's a little bit of work, and I'm not using all their stuff, so finding the bits and pieces to put together takes a little bit of time, and so forth. But I think it'll be nice when it's done. I still have to go out and find myself four pallets and get that so I can put together a manger scene. So that's what I've been working on. And like many other people, I have a doctor's appointment this week because my doctor had retired, and so I had to find a new physician. And I'm going to say 73, everybody. Have a wonderful week. KC8DOA.
All right, Rick, your doctor wasn't Dr. McLean, was it?
Yes, it was. KCBOA.
Well, he was mine as well, and the two replacement doctors that they have, currently neither one takes our medical insurance. They take Blue Cross Blue Shield, one of them does, but we have Blue Care Network, and talking to the ladies there saying that's a different type through Blue Cross, and so we're waiting for one. We currently don't have a doctor because don't have everybody else. So maybe I'll get with you to see who that who you found, and or maybe it was with the new guys. But like I said, either one of the two new guys aren't taking our insurance yet, so we're still waiting. But next week, not this week, but the following week, two weeks, I guess, I've got a doctor's appointment to see about my hand. I have a trigger finger on my center finger on the right hand. I'm going to have to get a cortisone shot. Usually that's what we do. That'll last 6 to 8 months, give me relief, and then I'll go back for a second. I go back for a third, and then after the third, it's surgery again. So I try and put that off as long as possible. We'll see what happens. So, all right, next, KD8PAZ, stand by in AKPR. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening again there, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Like I say, it was good to hear everybody in here. We had a good Thanksgiving and that, and at Christmas time, I'll have everybody here Christmas Day. my granddaughter and her husband to be is going to be at his family on Christmas Eve. So then they come here Christmas Day. Other than that, not doing too much. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie. Yeah, that's, for us, we've got a friend of the family that always does a Christmas Eve get-together, so I just got the invite for that on Facebook. So we usually go to that on Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day, we'll be at my daughter's house again. It's just easier if we go there with the dogs and the animals and that. The kids have got something to do. The dogs, they can let out in the backyard. Whereas everybody came here, so again, you got to go out and walk them and all of that, and then we've got to separate our cats from the dogs. So even though the dogs, they have cats as well, and the dogs are used to cats, they're not used to my cats, so they want to chase them. So makes it a little easier if we go there. All right, next up on the list, NAKPR, standby NADRL. Good evening again, Bob.
Yeah, good evening once again. I spent a lot of time on the radio today. I was in and out of the shack. I turned it on after church. I got home from church, and probably about 10:30, 11 o'clock, I turned it on and made a couple of contacts in the morning, and then I was in and out here all day long, all afternoon, and total of like 16 contacts, you know, for POTA, on POTA. But 10 meters was open. It was open to Europe this morning. And I didn't make any contacts, but I was just scanning through the band, and you could hear, you know, the West Coast. You could hear Europe. It was open pretty good. 10 meters was open pretty good, and 40 meters. I mean, 20 meters was. You just spin the band, and you know, every few KCs, you got another station. So it was really open pretty well this morning and afternoon. It's 40s, or 20s still kind of open right now. I was just listening to it. But with that said, I got to go to Cleveland for Christmas this year. So, and my daughter from St. Louis is going to Cleveland. So, yeah. So, I'm not celebrating holidays here in the Frankfurt area. Oh, well. Less cleanup, I guess, just a lot of driving. But with that said, we'll see everybody, or not see, but hear whoever tomorrow night. I'll be here, and thanks for doing that tonight, Ron. And so thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Back to night control, this is NAKPR.
All right, Bob, thanks for joining the net tonight, and I just happened to think of something. Savira's next club meeting coming up Friday the 6th. Let me turn around and look at the calendar here. Yeah, Friday the 6th, so coming up this Friday. It'll be 1 hour earlier at 6 p.m. This is our annual potluck Christmas dinner. I know Tom is bringing pulled pork and buns and that for sandwiches, and usually Mike brings meatballs and whatever, but we have a nice Christmas feast. It'll be back out at the airports. The dinner starts at 6. The business meeting starts at about 7. We'll be doing the elections of our club officials for the next year. So more than likely, the current officials will stay in place because we didn't have any addition added to it. But we are in need of a board member. The board member is a 3-year position. If it's like last year, the board met 3 times during 2024. We meet always in January to put together our committees and things. Then we did one in June and one in July. So we just had 3. So not much of a commitment, at least for the board. But we are looking for a board member. You have to be a member of Savara to be on the board, and like I said, right now it was 3 times out of 12, so not much of a commitment is needed at least. All right, next up on the list, NADRL, standby KF8BLX. Good evening again, Dave.
Now, the Lions game on Thursday was very interesting. They looked, I'm sure almost everybody was watching it, but they sure looked good on the first half, and they sure looked not good on the second half. And like you said, Ron, Chicago just totally messed up that last few seconds that they had the ball. And, but they're going to be looking for a coach, I guess, because they canned their coach. But anyway, it was an interesting game. But luckily, the Lions won. So, and unfortunately, the Vikings won again today, I think. So it's going to be, they have to play him yet. Travis play the Vikings. They have to play Green Bay next Thursday. So it'll be interesting to see how this all works out for the, I think they're pretty assured of making the playoffs, but kind of depends on their record and having their games at home, so on and so forth, I'm assuming. And on the Bay City Bridge, yeah, I really get confused. I don't know. I get kind of frustrated, so the last couple times I've had to go to Eastside Bay City, I just go down State Street to Washington, to M13, and kind of take a scenic route to Eastside Bay City. It takes a little bit longer, but at least I know where I'm going. Our hobby-wise, I have spent a few of the last days working on my portable station, I have got it set up for digital now, and my airport station, that's all set up for digital now, two 857Ds. I think I've got everything working pretty good. Kind of fun, part of the hobby. Just keep fussing around till you make stuff work, I guess. Everybody have a great week. KC8YVF and ADRL.
All right, Dave. Yeah, that probably would be the way I might go, too. If I have to go to the east side, I'll be taking that way. I go that way to work, State Street to Washington, and then out, 81 out to 75, basically where I work. But, yeah, taking M13, as you said, the scenic route. Up the east side there, that's at least one way to get around the bridge in the mess, and that's going to cause a mess, that's for sure, having that south bridge out of there. It'd be nice once it's done, unfortunately, I don't go to Bay City too often. I've actually gone more in the last year than I have in probably the last five, but I'll have to take that way. I've got a friend now that lives over in Essexville, so I'd have to get over on the east side somehow, but that'll probably be the way to get there. And, like I said, the Lions, it was tail of two halves there, yeah. I mean, they're 11-1, but as you said, Vikings did win tonight. I was hoping for, I think they played the Cardinals tonight, and they came close, but they ended up getting a touchdown and holding them at the end, so they won by, they won by a point, 23-22. So they're keeping pace with them, that's for sure. It's going to be interesting. So as long as the wheels don't fall off the last end of the season here, and the injuries have been mounting, so hopefully they can keep enough players healthy to be able to pull this off at the end of the year and at least win the conference. That would be first time ever that they'd have back-to-back conference wins. So. literally, hell is frozen over, I guess, in Lions' world that we actually have a team that's winning some games, that's for sure. All right, last up on the list, KFA, BLX. Good evening again, Rick.
All right, thanks. We're on KFA, BLX. As far as the Lions go, they did, with the win Thursday, they did clinch a playoff berth. They didn't clinch the division yet, but they did clinch the playoff berth. So they're definitely into the playoffs. We'll just see what they do with it this year. Hopefully we don't fall one short again. What else was I going to say? I end with as to your electronics bench there, Ron, if any of that stuff that needs a new home has anything to do with digital hotspot and or DMR amplifiers, let me know, and maybe we can negotiate a situation for a new home for those. With that, I'll say 73 to everybody in the group, and have a great week. KF8 DLX.
All right, Rick, I'll keep that in mind. And thanks for joining the net here tonight. This is KC8YVF, Ron for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. All right, do we have any rechecks or other comments for the net?
Comment.
NAKPR, go right ahead.
Yeah, I was going to mention it my last go-around, but I forgot, as usual. But as far as the flag planting, what U of M did in Ohio, there was two other college games this weekend. They did the same thing, and the same thing happened with that. They got into big fights out on the field. But Michigan's and Ohio State was the biggest one, biggest riot, you might call it, of the three. But there was two other colleges that had the same kind of problem. And also, U of M and Ohio State were both fined $100,000 apiece. So, I don't know if that's correct, but, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's right, but it is what it is. But, yeah, they were both fined $100,000 apiece. With that said, back to you, Ryan, back to the control of the Senate KPR.
Yeah, I didn't know that at two other schools, but, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Again, you have 20, 18, 19, 20-year-old kids out there that play football but aren't always the brightest bulb in the bunch when it comes to other things. So it's just, you know, it's not cool to do that. You know, if you, it was a big win. It was a certainly big win, and go out there and enjoy the win and hoop it up and, you know, do the fight song and all of that stuff, but you know, you do that, you're going to get a response from the other team, which is not going to be a bunch of handshakes and say, yeah, it's okay. So, you know, you got to expect that to happen, I guess. All right, any other comments for the net before we close? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed at 7:52, and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, have a great week, and stay warm. KC8YVF clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.